USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses, cementing his status as the current Democrats' national frontrunner, but escalating tensions over whether he's too liberal to defeat Donald Trump. This from Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
And I congratulate Senator Sanders on a strong showing today, knowing that we celebrate many of the same ideals. But before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders in our one shot to take on this president, let us take a sober look at what is at stake for our party, for our values, and for those with the most to lose.
As Sanders celebrated, Joe Biden was barely in second place ahead of Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. They were all seeking any possible momentum heading into South Carolina and then Super Tuesday on March 3rd. After the win, Sanders left to campaign in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A man who was wrongfully convicted of murder nearly 25 years ago was released from prison last week and is now suing the state of New York for $100 million. Despite the confession from another man, it took more than a decade for Christian Pacheco to be free. Pacheco, who was a member of the Latin Kings gang, said he was at the New York City bar when someone cut the throat of Lemanuel Cruz in 1995, but he insisted he was not the murderer. He was convicted of the crime in 1996 on the testimony of the bar's bouncer. Years later, other gang members came forward to give their account of the deadly fight, naming Melvin Garcia as the murderer. Garcia was eventually arrested during a federal investigation into the Latin Kings, but it would take 15 years for Pacheco to be free. A 34-year-old Mexican immigrant who was being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement died in what officials are calling an apparent suicide. David Hernandez Colula is the seventh person to die in ICE custody in the last 5 months. In the previous 12 months, 8 detained immigrants died in ICE custody. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new WBC heavyweight champion. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Tyson Fury, known as the Gypsy King, defeating Deontay Wilder by TKO in the seventh round after the referee stops that Saturday night fight in Las Vegas. Fury improves to 30-0-1 with 21 knockouts. For the bronze bomber, Wilder, the Tuscaloosa, Alabama, suffers his first career loss, falling to 42-1-1. He said after the fight he made no excuses.
Like I said, we come back even stronger the next time around. You know, this is what big time boxing is all about. The best must fight the best. I just appreciate all the fans that came out tonight.
The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that has not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Just ask the organizers of the Iowa caucuses. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on a larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.